You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, guys? I'm sorry that I haven't been doing these as often as I can and want to, but I got a lot going on right now. Twitter, dude, the hate on Twitter is ridiculous. The hate on all these platforms is just ridiculous. And why I say it's ridiculous, all the people who are doing the real hate are the ones who are getting away with all of this hate speech. They sit there and they're like, oh, I don't like what he or she is saying. I'm offended. And then they go and they report you. And it's not just that they report you, they hatefully report you for hate speech whenever you're not having hate speech. You're just pissed off at this person is screwing with you and you want it to stop. So you say, hey, quit being an asshole. And even just that will get you suspended. And don't throw any of the owners of the websites in there, because then they'll personally have personal bias against you and then ban you, saying that you're hateful. Well, then quit enabling the haters. If you stop enabling the haters, that would be so much better. Man, my heart is just not in this anymore, man. And that's exactly what they want out of me. Like, I don't want to do shit. I don't want to go do nothing no more, man. But now, don't get me wrong. I want to go do stuff. But with the way people are acting, it makes me just not even want to go and face the world. It's so stupid. But I'm just going to go out and meet somebody who's just going to be a hater to, not to my face, but for them to turn around and just talk crap behind my back. I'm so tired of it. It's so ridiculous. You see, if I got a problem with you, I'm gonna tell you to your face. But you know, the whole point of this show is not for me to sit here and be so angry all the damn time. That's not the point here. I'm sitting here, I'm telling you what's up. Yo, this is what's up. People on haters, I'm calling the websites haters. People on haters are being haters, y'all. Like, it started with all this crap. I don't even want to talk about it, dude. I don't want to talk about it. I'm so tired. I'm so over it. I am so over it. It's so stupid. I'm so over it right now. You know, I'm supposed to be doing breathing exercises. I'm supposed to be doing yoga. I'm supposed to be going out and working out, having a good time, hiking, doing whatever I want to do. But instead, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with you guys and gals. It's mainly females. Females and homosexual males. And I'm not knocking either one. I seriously try and empower these people. But then they just turn around and come back with more bullshit. And then how am I supposed to feel about that? How am I supposed to feel about that? I try and level with these people. And all they want to do is just be full of bullshit. And just do bullshit crap. Oh, I'm going to report him. He's so hateful. Like, I've talked about this so many times on my podcast. Like, I can't even believe I'm going on and on about this again. But it's beyond ridiculous. I'm so tired of it. And all these social media websites and staff do is enable these people. They're just enabling this crap. They don't care. The only thing they care about is embarrassing you and making you feel wrong for sticking up for yourself. And that's bullshit. And you all know it. And I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm sorry, I did not mean to open up my podcast this way, but I can't help it at this point. I can't help it. Dude, they got me so fucking down in the dumps and miserable right now. I probably shouldn't even say that, dude. I should be positive, right? I should just be happy and positive and feel wonderful that my life is so great, you know, and it's so wonderful. But I'm being attacked from every angle, and it's bullshit. Every single social media website. I don't even have to be hateful. I don't even have to be mad. I don't even have to be mean. All I have to do is reply. And it's like, slam. They shit all over me. They'll find any reason to do it. All you gotta do is maybe cuss or something. call somebody an asshole? Fuck you, asshole. That's all you gotta say. Oh, that's hate speech. Oh, okay. Okay, sure. So, you're gonna tell me that South Park isn't hate speech? You're gonna tell me that Cartman isn't teaching and preaching hate speech? You're gonna tell me that, oh, they took our gerbs. You're gonna tell me that isn't hateful? Oh, it's funny, right? Right, it's funny. For about 5 minutes. And then what? Then it's burned into your brain and you carry that with you. And it's bullshit, dude. It's bullshit. Like I said, I'm gonna leave it there. I've got more stuff to talk about. So another thing that how do I put this? It just takes it out of me. Is that, you know, Alyssa Milano, dude, she is a hot fucking mess. It's rotten. She's a rotten person that only cares about herself. And it's all about self-gain. And the thing, whenever I was a kid, I used to think she was hot. I thought she was the bee's knees. I thought she was amazing. She was cool, hip, funny. But she was just a character on a freaking show. See, you're falling in love with this character. You're not falling in love with this person. That's what people don't understand about these famous people. Because deep down inside, really, they're shitbags. I'm sorry for putting it this way, but they're motherfucking shitbags. Like, I'm contemplating on whether I should delete that part or not. But they're shitbags. These people are shitbags behind closed doors, just like everybody else. But what's worse about it is they're probably satanic. They're probably believing in Satan or just doing it for the money. And they don't really believe it. They're just doing it for the money. And then they go home and they've got to face their family. You should all be ashamed of yourselves right now. Because what happens when that money runs out? Huh, Alyssa? What happens when the money runs out? You're going to go do more shitbag shit? You're going to be like Ariana Grande and lick another donut? Like, what are you going to do? It's so pathetic. I'm hurting for money right now. I may have raised all this money for this campaign, but I have to spend this shit. I don't get to just keep it. I have to spend the money. The money goes towards bills and keeping this rolling. That's the hardest part about it, is knowing that, you know, I'm trying to run this campaign, and I've got kids with a shitty baby mama. Whenever I say a shitty baby mama, I'm talking about shitty. Unless she's changed, but I don't see her change anytime soon. She was that way the whole time I knew her. Whenever I met her, up until the 4 years after whenever we were leaving each other. Well, I'm sorry, she forced me out with a domestic violence charge that I'm not guilty of. I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of having shit pinned on me that I didn't do. Let me tell you what I did do. And the whole reason I brought up Alyssa Milano. I stuck it out there for all of you to know that Joe Biden is a pedophile. Did the mainstream media news or anybody in the news tell you that? No. I exposed that. I'm the whole entire freaking reason that he was, like, all the attention, all the eyes were on him because he sniffed some woman's hair. No, it's worse. He was raping little girls. I'm sorry, but whenever you're a little bitty girl, you don't have consent. When it's a little 13-year-old girl, you don't have consent. Maybe when she gets older and she gets emancipated and she can make her own decisions on her own because the court ruled so, maybe then, maybe. But even then, you're still a shitbag pedophile. I'm the whole reason he's talking about abstinence. I am. I don't care what you say. I don't care who says what y'all said behind closed doors. The only reason he's saying he's into abstinence right now is because it's a political play, it's a power play, and I'm sick of it. I am so sick of it, dude. This is not hateful. I'm so sick of being called hateful, man. You know, and I'm so sick of being treated like I'm not fucking famous. And maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one who's treating myself like I'm not famous. Maybe I'm not holding myself in that high regard. But you know what? I was taught not to do that. I was taught to be just like everybody else because I'm no better than everybody else. And what kind of shitbag thinks that they are better than somebody else just because they got a movie role or something? Oh, I got a movie role and I got all this money. Now I'm going to talk down to you and everybody else because I think you're all below me. It's more like, hey, below me. Fucking baloney. You know, Joe Biden, you should have been abstinent a long time ago. Sick motherfucker. I'm not even supposed to sit here and bash another presidential candidate. But look at what the fuck I'm talking to. I'm talking to some piece of shit pedophile. I'm really not trying to cuss either. I shouldn't even be doing this podcast. I've been singing so much that I'm straining my voice again, even more. I've just absolutely had it, dude. I've had it up the freaking ear. I'm so tired of this shit, man. I'm tired of being attacked. I'm tired of being ignored. I'm tired of people coming in claiming amnesty whenever they're fucking Muslims. They didn't come from Mexico and Honduras and Belize and all the places in South America. No. They didn't come from the South American continent. They came from fucking Saudi Arabia, Iran, Syria, all this shit. And they're here, especially in Phoenix, in full Muslim garb. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Muslims are coming from Muslim area, talking about jihad and chopping people's fucking heads off and they're infidels and this and that. Behind closed doors, they're giving shows. There are little kids dancing around, prancing around, talking about, I shall cut this person's head off if they get in my way. Little kids, 7 years old, 6 years old, 5 years old. And they're all dancing around and preaching all this crap. They can't even be anywhere near 13 years old. There's no way in hell those kids were 13 years old. They're all little kids. They don't know no better. And they're being taught to chop people's heads off. Oh, but me, I joke around about it on Twitter, saying, God, I'd love to chop your head off. Oh, but that's hate speech. You can't even fucking do a Sieg Heil fucking salute. If you're from Germany, you can't even do it. You'll get banned. Tila Tequila got banned for that. It was a fucking joke. You can't be a fucking comedian anymore these days. You just can't do it, man. Sorry. Being a comedian and being a news reporter, telling the truth, being anybody famous and saying any lick of truth is against the rules now. It's against the law. It's against Sharia law. Come on, people are upholding Sharia law now? Americans, people in America are upholding Sharia law right now. How sick do you really gotta be? What kind of perverted mindset do you really got? It's sick, dude. It's sick. It's sick. Y'all can do any horrible thing in a book you want to me. You can shoot me. You can do anything you want to me, dude. I don't care anymore, dude. I don't care. You've already kept me away from the fucking media. Mainstream media, movies. Y'all kicked me out of every fucking sphere of fucking entertainment that there is. I cannot be on TV. I cannot be on... I can't do anything. I'm surprised I even got a fucking Bandcamp. You guys want to go out and fucking report my Bandcamp and show how fucking stupid and miserable you are so I can file a fucking Freedom of Information Act? And get the truth about that and find out who the fuck did this? Who needs a fake name, huh? You think you're so fucking tough and macho? I'm gonna tell you like a fucking Asian told me in a fucking parking garage whenever I took a fucking parking spot from him. Oh, you think you're Mr. Macho? Think a macho man? Fucking Randy Savage over here? Fuck you, man. I would say that... I'm just not gonna say it, dude. I'm not gonna say it, man. I'm so tired of this shit. I'm tired of people taking credit for the fucking great things I'm doing in this world. You wanna go and fucking take credit for fucking putting an indigenous language into school? Huh? I'm the motherfucker that asked about it. I said, it's bullshit that this isn't being taught in schools. And guess what? Now, there are courses being rolled out in school to learn indigenous languages. And I'm also about to say something else. And Mr. Trump, and in no way do I mean this to be any kind of disrespect. But I gotta tell the truth now. I gotta tell the truth. Otherwise, somebody's gonna come along and tell my fucking story for me. And I don't want that shit. I refuse to let this be the story anymore. This is bullshit. But I've helped Trump every step of the way. Air Pelosi busted her because I gave him the word. It was me that gave him the word. Everybody said, oh my God, this is gonna happen, hello. And it was just put on YouTube. Whoop-dee-fucking-do, Basil. Whoop-dee-do. I'm the one who said, hey, Trump, look at this. Please look at this. Please put eyes on this. And guess what happened? No Air Pelosi. No more attack. Attack did not start. I'll tell you what did start, though. More and more fucking amnesty. More and more people coming over with children that they don't fucking, that don't belong to them. All in the name of fucking free benefits, a free whatever, this and that. All you gotta do is vote. Vote Democrat. Vote Democrat. I'm so sick of that, dude. You wanna vote Democrat? Vote for me. Vote for a real fucking independent fucking Democrat. And by that, I mean, nobody else is doing what I'm doing being a Democrat as far as I understand. There might be Democrats standing for the right thing, doing the right thing in the world. But I'm telling you straight up, dude, nobody is going as hard as I am right now. The only person that even comes close is the Trump administration. The Donald Trump administration is kicking ass right now. And I want to believe everything that I fucking hear and read about Donald Trump, man. I really do. But I can't, because half of it is lies. They're all lying about him, saying he's horrible, he's this, he's that. And guess who believes it? The average fucking Joe. The person who wants to believe it. And at some point, that was me. I was the asshole believing this shit. Believing that, oh yeah, Trump is horrible, he's so bad. He is such a horrible person, oh my God. I fell for that shit. And I can't even believe it. I don't want this shit no more, man. I don't want this shit. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Nigga, you got a problem with me getting nice, suck a dick and die. Y'all ain't ready though. It's bullshit. But I'll tell you what's funny though. A 95-year-old man schools Michael Dunleavy. Tells him exactly what's wrong with his amendments to the Constitution, which his asshole should not be making any amendments. He should be deleting half of the shit in the Constitution. The Alaskan Constitution is complete bullshit. The majority of it has worked. Yes, I'll give it that. But man, raping land in the name of natural resources, but then nobody can get any information about these natural resource places. What are y'all doing up there in the fucking mountains? Y'all are sick people. What kind of sick puppy does that? And on top of all that, let me ask you this. What kind of sick puppy has sat there and kept count of all the school shootings that have happened this year? What kind of sick puppy are you to sit there and keep track of all that? And they don't even put quotes around it. There have been 15 school shootings this year so far. It wasn't quote unquote school shootings. No, it's just like it's a flat out fact. No, it's not a fact. Until we have all the facts, you don't get to rule this as that. I don't give a fuck what branch you're in. I don't even give a fuck if you're in the military. You're sitting there saying it's a school shooting? Prove it. Everybody in the fucking world that has looked at the Las Vegas shooting footage and has studied it with due diligence admits that there's nobody dying, nobody getting shot. It's all fake. It's fake fucking, it's just acting. That's all it is. I'm so sick and tired of shit. It's bullshit, and everybody fucking knows it. What is Trump doing about this? That's the hardest part about this. I want to just stop fucking campaigning. I want to so bad. But the person leading the fucking fight and all this shit is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch is the only fucking entity that I know of and understand that's fighting this tooth and nail. besides me. And I do more, but I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know what to do. I have nobody to fucking talk to about this. I can't just go out in the fucking street and start talking about this shit. They'll throw my fucking ass in jail again. I can't fucking get a job out here. Nobody will fucking hire me. Ooh, and you wonder why? No, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm sitting here fighting all this fucking miserable bullshit. All this shit is miserable. Not me. All this shit that's going on is miserable. It's one miserable motherfucker after another doing this shit for money, for fame, for fortune. But then what happens whenever the fucking fingers get pointed at them? They can't possibly be proud of this shit. You cannot sit here and tell me that the people performing all this fucking fake shit and then having the finger pointed at them later are happy. You can't. I'm sorry, you can't. Because of the fact that you're scared to get caught makes you miserable. And that's the truth, Jack. Fucking Jack from Twitter, his new nickname is now Jihadi Jack. I don't know if I mentioned that yet or not, but Jihadi Jack. You know? I had to cut this short because, you know, I gotta save my voice. Like, you hear it cracking because I've just been singing and screaming. I did some Korn covers. Oh, that's another thing. I did Korn and Deftones today, right? Like, blew my voice. My voice is crap right now. Because I have strained it to the max. Doing all the greatest fucking songs I can think of. Right? Deftones is... The fucking Adrenaline album is amazing. It may not make much sense, but it was done really well. You know, Korn, they're a really great band. It's too bad that David ain't playing drums with them no more, but dude, they're an awesome band. That dude is so pissed off, he fucking gave up his drum kit and drumsticks. He set his drumsticks down and sold his drum kit. He don't care no more, dude. You see, that's the type of shit that these motherfuckers want. They don't want powerful people in entertainment. Because then people like DJ Khaled, who's really fucking Khaled Bin Laden. Really. Look up a picture of Khaled Bin Laden and DJ Khaled. It's the same fucking person. It was like Obama and Osama, it's the same person. You can sit there and say it's not all you want. You can refute the fact. But anything you say to me is bullshit because I know. I've got law enforcement training under my belt. I've got military private training under my belt. And you're not going to sit there and you're not going to fucking tell me that I'm a liar. You're not going to call me a liar. And if you do, I'll prove you fucking wrong. I don't care. I don't care. The proof is already out there. That's the deal, is I don't even have to prove you wrong. I don't. It's already out there. I put it out there. Facebook has banned links to ACAP News, and they banned links to sheriffx.com/president. How does that make you feel? All the people who are listening to this and you're supporting me, how does it make you feel that Facebook and Instagram have cited my sites as spam? My campaign site, where it says nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with what I say. I just talk about my core beliefs. The issues that I'm talking about, and then I ask for donations, along with one quote. And then there's three pictures of me. Oh, and then I ask people to vote in November. And then there's a picture of an American flag. Like, Jesus Christ, come on, dude. Like, obviously, I don't know what to say, dude. I can't do this, man. I can't do this right now, man. I want to. I really want to right now. I want to do so many things right now. I want to play video games, because I haven't played in forever. I want to play guitar. I want to do this podcast. I want to call people and talk to them on the phone. I want to have sex. I want to walk outside my front door. I want to go hiking right now. I'd love to talk to my stepdad, my ex-stepdad, Robert. I'd love to talk to my real dad. But I can't do any of that shit right now. I can't, dude. I just can't, man. Because I walk out this door, and I'm just alone. I just stay alone. I'm not going to go and commit suicide because of this shit. That's fucking bullshit. Anybody tries to say, oh, he's depressed, he committed suicide. No, bullshit. No, I did not. No, I did not. I'm never giving up, dude. I don't think you understand. I'm expressing to you how I fucking feel right now, dude. You know, I got a friend right now, and it's like, no matter what I tell him, it's like, it's never good enough. It needs to work. If you want it to work, it needs to be this. But he's not helping. He's not helping. You can sit there and you can judge all the fucking shit I put out there, but you're not helping. You're not fucking helping, dude. Y'all aren't helping. It's pretty sick that I only have like one true supporter right now. And even that person doesn't even fucking support me. They haven't told anybody that I'm running for president. Like, who's out there right now promoting me? Nobody. Only me. I'm the only person trying to fucking get this off the ground right now. Why? You know, I get mocked in the fucking media. I'm so tired of this shit, man. I'm tired of breaking down every fucking day. I refuse to admit that I'm miserable because I'm not. I've just fucking had it. There's a difference between being frustrated and being so miserable you want to kill yourself. Two totally different things. Can we all agree on that? Because I'm frustrated than a motherfucker, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna kill myself. No, that means it's back to the drawing board. And it's bullshit because I have to keep coming back to the fucking drawing board all the fucking time. Because y'all keep taking advantage of the fucking system. I'm sick and tired of that shit. Stop taking advantage of the system, please. Y'all are some sick fucking people. Y'all don't fucking respect the fact that this is our country, not yours. Y'all don't give a fuck. All y'all give a fuck about is yourself and Sharia law. That's it, dude. That's it. We're told to just mind our own and stay to our own and take care of our own, right? But then you see that person on the street corner. You see that person who's got it worse than you. And all you want to do is help. All you want to do is be there for that person. And so you help them. You pick them up. You take them to your home. You take them in. And you help them. But you can't do that no more these days. You can't. Yeah, I mean, you can. Don't get me wrong. You can. But it's not like it used to be, man. You don't know who you're taking in. You don't know if they're going to call the cops on you. You don't know if they're going to try and prostitute you. You don't know if they're going to try and kidnap you. You don't know anymore. It's not like it used to be. You know, you don't know if they're going to say, hey, that person is insane. They need to be put in the mental asylum. My own mom did that shit. My own mother threw me in a fucking mental asylum without clarifying what the fuck I'm talking about.